This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was the new one from Common, taken from A Beautiful Revolution Part 2 with the track Imagine. Right here on The Pulse tonight on the program, we're going to be reviewing his latest release, actually a second part of a series that he put out called A Beautiful Revolution. Beautiful Revolution Volume 1 was released last year during the height of the BLM movement, and now we have part two.
Yep.
So for you folks that have no idea who Common is, just to give you a little bit of background, Common's real name is Lonnie Rashid Lind Jr. And he's pretty much a living legend in my books, a really articulate and thoughtful wordsmith. His initial moniker, people knew him as Common Sense. And then when he became an underground rapper, he garnered a reputation of being thoughtful, progressive lyrics as compared to the top-selling rap artists of that time.
He made his debut in 1992 with the album Can I Borrow a Dollar and gained critical acclaim with his 1994 album Resurrection, also part of the revolving door of Soul Quarians.
That's right. In 2003, Common won a Grammy for the best R&B song for Love of My Life, a collaboration with Erykah Badu that was featured on the 2002 soundtrack Brown Sugar. He will also receive another Grammy years later for the song Southside.
Yeah, and Common is not Common is quite flexible in terms of
multi-talented,
I guess that's the term. He also turned to acting, having made his television debut with a role on the sitcom Girlfriends. He also landed major parts for big screen projects, among them including American Gangster, Terminator Salvation, and the romantic dramedy Just Right.
That's right. So like I mentioned, A Beautiful Revolution Part 2 is his 14th studio album, and it's an album created with hope and inspiration in mind, and he put out a small explanation for this album, so I'm going to just read it out, and I quote, "The spirit of the album was meant to emulate what a greater day and would sound and feel like. We were in the midst of some tough political and socially challenging times. There was still hurt, anger, and pain lingering, so I was thinking, what is the next step in this revolution? I thought about what being still in these times has brought to me, and there was peace beyond understanding, a greater love for self, a closer connection with God, an appreciation for my family, friends, and the simplest things in life."
Yeah, and like we've said earlier, this is a follow-up to Beautiful Revolution Part 1 that was released last year at the height of the BLM movement, and it was released, in fact, just 4 days before the US presidential election.
Yeah, so just giving you a rundown of the personnel that's involved in A Beautiful Revolution Part 2. You have an awesome producer in Karen Riggins, who's a accomplished drummer, and also Common's bandmate in August Green. This album features a host of collaborations. Some longtime partners of Common, The Roots, Black Todd, Alabama Shakes, Brittany Howard, and also personnel, the band on the drums, Karim himself on the drums, you have Robert Glasper on the organ, and Isaiah Shaki on the guitar. We're going to get into a taste of A Beautiful Revolution Part 2 with this one. This is Common and Star of the Gang, right here on The Pulse on BFM 89.9.
Everything is all right. I've been through a lot, but I'm fortunate. Feel it coming from all sides. Heavy is the crown, but I'm passionate. And I know I'll be just fine. Understand the world, what it's saying. I'll be alright. I've been through a lot, but I'm fortunate.
Rain showers, brain power, thunder sparks can darken light, live in the same hour, live from the main tower, from the same flower as H-Rap, grew up on concrete where we couldn't escape black, listen to MCs who made me take they tape back, rewind, black stars, E-line, help me define exactly who I am, know the voice of the lamb, recognize the shepherd, black panther in leather, won't jeopardize the leopard, from where my strength come, it's the same place I bled hurt, crossing the seven is like crossing the desert, it ain't like dessert, cause ain't nothing sweet. You might get a red shirt. I'm so fresh, man, I should be red shirt. Though I'm far from an expert, master style till my head hurt. My stepfather was a plumber, so I understand pressure. Busting the pipes and hustling nights, scuffles and fights, my cousin's advice. Go harder, think smarter, be a martyr for the part of society that desires free. Freedom ain't to barter.
Everything is alright. I've been through a lot, but I'm fortunate. feel it coming from all sides. Heavy is the crown, but I'm passionate, and I know I'll be just fine. Understand the world, what it's saying, I'll be alright. I've been through a lot, but I'm fortunate.
A time it'll go our way. Yes, this is the time when we know our way. My mama said, baby, you should know Yahweh. Footprints of the prophet on my soul, I say. Halfway across the bridge, I saw a couple of kids who yell black lives, but ain't know where blacks live. It's okay if you for, you ain't against. You and your white pickets can help paint the fence. This is knowledge of self-defense. You felt the wrench of the brainwash. I hold weight like suspense. Thrillers, this is thriller night. God's and monsters, odds to conquer, squads with contra bars and mantras. With my palms up, I ponder, am I a son of Ghana or the one that squanders? I'm glad I seen Bianca, she reminded me, no matter how far I go, to keep finding me. I know that there's work on this earth, that's a sign to me. I know that there's a race between time and me. I'm locked in, find the key, my mind is free. I took time with me, it took time to see that
everything is alright. I've been through a lot, but I'm fortunate. Feel it coming from all sides. Heavy is the crown, but I'm passionate, and I know I'll be just fine. Understand the world, what it's saying, I'll be alright. I've been through a lot, but I'm fortunate.
Yeah, new one from Common, Star of the Gang, featuring PJ, and that's a song about perseverance and resilience. This week on the program, we are reviewing Common's latest album, A Beautiful Revolution, Part 2. And just listening, I mean, we have listened to this album multiple times, right, Hanif, throughout the day. And, you know, if you just go through the track list, there's a whole bunch of collaborators, like we mentioned at the top of the show, but also a name that stuck throughout that whole part one, part two is PJ, right?
Yeah, PJ. I think PJ, not very familiar with her, but...
Me neither.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like her contribution to the album, yeah, apart from being, I guess, quite present throughout the whole album, is that she's quite dynamic.
She sings the hooks, man. The hooks is important for every hip-hop album, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? This album made me want to check out PJ's solo stuff because I'm really liking her voice. And, you know, yeah, like I said, she's out throughout this album. And I feel that Common, the way he writes, especially in that tune, Star of the Gang, he is really an activist, you know, that calls on his listeners and fans to be more self-aware and approach life with love and humility. It's almost like he's on the cloud all the time, right?
Yeah, but I think one of the more memorable tunes, this is definitely one of the more memorable tunes from the album, and I especially love these lines. Halfway across the bridge, I saw a couple of kids who yell black lives, but ain't nowhere black slave.
Yeah.
It's okay if you for it, you ain't against, you and your white pickets can help pin the fence.
Very simple lyrics, very simple words, but such a powerful meaning, right?
Yeah.
This basically insinuating that everyone has just jumped onto the BLM bandwagon.
Exactly. And that's one of those, I guess, the strength of the album is the fact that I think he doesn't put in anger, right? Yeah. Like, this album can...
He's not angry. Yeah. It's not angsty at all.
Yeah. But, you know, with... Knowing how the current political situation is, you can easily imagine a very angsty and angry album. Right?
Especially, during this time, right?
And the fact that he approaches it in a very methodical, reflective, but at the same time with words, you know, lines and rhymes and beats and rhymes that are very, I guess, you know, punchy, but without that anger.
Yeah,
I kind of like that, actually.
That's pretty much, I would say, Common's trademark style. You know, he lets the words do the anger, not the anger, but he lets the words do the talking for him. If that makes sense, you know.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be the tone, but what he says, though, on the other hand, really insinuates a lot. One thing about the music while listening throughout this whole album, what makes this album for me is really the band, you know. Isaiah Sharkey, like you heard in this tune, like little licks, kind of like Wild West melodies. Karim Riggins, of course, steady but still punching grooves. And I really like that this album opens and closes with kind of a spoken word track, right? They are done by poets and black activists Jessica Camore and Morgan Parker. For me, it really lays down the foundation for the meat of the album.
Yeah, the thing about the intro and outro is that, you know, during my first time listening to it, I was like suddenly imagining that, oh, this is probably going to be an album that's going to be pretty serious in terms of the messaging,
which it does.
But at the same time, but what I like about, I guess, the relationship between the intro and the outro and also the rest of the album is that the tone set by the spoken word intro in terms of its seriousness doesn't really permeate so much throughout the rest of the album. At least if you look at it from the musical standpoint, like, because I feel like musically there's a little bit of variety here that's different enough from one another, but also still veering towards a vibe that's, I guess, safe and maybe not too experimental. And especially, I think it's important to also think about, I guess, later we're probably going to talk about, you know, the difference between the part one and part two,
course,
right?
Yeah.
So I feel like part two is a bit more experimental and it's a bit also a bit more, I guess, braver and a bit more dynamic while still veering towards that safe zone.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about it, but I'm just going to say one thing. Part one, part two, pre-election, post-US election.
Okay.
That's just basically it. But we're going to get into another tune of his now. This is taken again from A Beautiful Revolution Part 2, Common and Get It Right. Enjoy this and do stay tuned right here on The Pulse on BFM 89.9. New one from Common and Set It Free here on The Pulse, the show that brings you the latest in the music world. Fresh new music today on the program. We are reviewing A Beautiful Revolution Part 2. And we are on to the segment where we talk about the production now. So Hanif, this is where the album kind of falls flat for me. To me, you know, I guess I'm too accustomed and too used, you know, I'm not much of a hip-hop listener, but when I do listen to hip-hop, I listen to the more modern-day stuff and it's whole glitz, the blitz, the confetti, you can imagine confetti in your ears, right? Different layers of sound. It kind of sounds like sketches of music that he kept in his hard drive or, you know, in his back pocket, you know, laid some beats over it and voila. But I guess, you know, that's not the point of the album, right? This the point for album is not to hate bang, it's, you know, to realize and to really soak in the message and the lyrics of the album.
Yeah, I definitely know what you mean. I think it doesn't feel very adventurous, musically speaking, and that's both a good thing and a bad thing, right?
Yeah.
I think on one hand, you want Common to take more risks with the beat and the rhythm, but at the same time, what's the actual focus of the album, right? I think if you think about it and the way it was released, the messaging behind it, you know, the fact that it was titled A Beautiful Revolution. So maybe, you know, with these things in mind, sometimes you want the beat and the rhythm to just accompany your words and the messaging.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the intention all along for, you know, both of these albums. Before,
and
right?
This harkens back to early 90s, early 2000s hip hop, right? You know, you just have a DJ playing you a simple beat, freestyle. You could just freestyle or, you know, record a verse over it. And it really is something that we will touch upon later too, that, you know, artists that are still trapped in that old-fashioned way of producing music. But it's not a bad thing, you know, if you know what I mean. But another point I want to bring up is, you know, A Beautiful Revolution Part 1 was accompanied with a visual album. Well, not so much a visual album, but more of a live performance of them performing each track from track 1 to track until it finishes. So I really thought it fit the mood really perfectly if you use a visual album, you know, if you're talking about such a serious topic and stuff like that, provoking releases, right? You know, think of Beyoncé's Lemonade, for example. That worked really well for her.
I've seen the virtual album and I was like, okay, this is pretty impressive considering that I think it started out a bit like a movie, but then it ended up becoming like a performance, but it was very well made and shot. Considering that I think this was just released, so I think hopefully you'll probably do something similar
hopefully.
Down the line.
Right now we're going to go to some standouts that me and Hanif thought were, you know, top picks of this album for me. And one of the more outstanding collaborations on this is Common roped in Brittany Howard of Alabama Shakes for the tune Saving Grace, and in my opinion kind of invokes the spirit of D'Angelo and I dare say even Lauryn Hill.
Ooh, okay, big call there. Yeah, other than that, okay, for me I like Imagine and Majesty, but at the same time, here's the thing, if you wanted me to pick between the two, I would probably pick Majesty a lot more.
Both with PJ, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, but then again, almost all of the songs in the album are with PJ, right?
That's true.
But going back to Imagine, it's catchy, but it has all the makings of a single that's definitely going to be a hit. So, I mean, the minute you listen to it, you're like, okay, this is definitely going to be the first single. And I think it was the first single from this album, right?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, so it has that quality that one that definitely want to like hook you in, right? Whereas I feel like Majesty is a bit more daring and adventurous.
I agree.
And especially with the music. Common's rapping is pretty upbeat and energetic too. But both these tunes are catchy. Like, if you think about it, I think both Imagine and Majesty, they're both unique in their own way. But if you want me to pick between the two, I'll probably lean towards Majesty.
I'm with you, Hanif. So let's get into it now. This is Common and Majesty right here on The Pulse. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
J. We good people every day. This is my season every day. Nah, nah, I'm in tune with you. Thoughts consuming you. You my destiny. You my destiny. Unusual, beautiful. My desire is moving through you. You my destiny. You my destiny. You seek it peace? We can find a hideaway where you can do yoga and be on your namaste. I'm a modern day renaissance, royal piece of work. Been working on myself, girl, you can see the work. I know that we can work like IZ and Ruby D. I'ma treat you the way the Lord created you to be. Staying true to you is staying true to me. Your love language, I speak it fluently, majesty, Communication, seeing your birth. I'm a leader, you a leader, but I'm leading you first to the kingdom. I got the keys, I put in the purse of your mind. I'm the sun, you the moon, we can shine, stars align, we combine, we define space and time. New beginnings our way, new beginnings our way. Them emotions like the ocean, girl, they swim in our way. Supremacy, your energy, want them in my day. Time's expensive, I'm aware of how I'm spending my day. Auras touch each other, we explore, we discover. There's a heart in the house, in my room, there's a lover. Uncover our feelings, we feeling unable, we willing and able. Independent, but with symbiotic labels. This is chemistry, no need for periodic tables. You got that light, so don't let nobody weigh you.
Common and featuring PJ with the new one Majesty. On the program tonight on The Pulse, myself and Hanif have been reviewing his latest release, A Beautiful Revolution, a part two, and just giving you our final thoughts on this release. It's a great release. It's a really catchy one. Skittering beats and off-kilter rapping by Common. It will please some people. It won't please a lot of other people. But if you look past that, I think you'll be rewarded, especially if you really read into the lyrics, you'll be rewarded with a pensive yet really fun and catchy record.
Yeah. I feel like this album, and to a certain extent, even part one, belongs in the category of poetry in motion.
Poetry in motion.
Yeah, type of album.
I like that.
Yeah, what I like about it is that it can easily be an album that's pretty, like I said earlier, kind of angry in its messaging, but Common chose to take the more methodical and reflective approach, and it's reflected in the music, his rapping style, and his lyrics. And they're all very level-headed, but still pretty punchy, if you think about it, right?
Yeah.
And one thing I like is that it's also not that preachy, because sometimes, you know, this kind of music, this kind of lyrics, this kind of messaging can sometimes be a bit preachy as well. So I think what this album does well is that it's just, it makes you think and ponder about these issues, right?
Yeah, it's not complex, right? If you take another release, say Childish Gambino, This Is America, that one had really strong messaging, but then the music behind it was also as, you know, absorbing, or as, for me, it was too much of a distraction. So this one is a nice, like, simple beat and, you know, great messaging. And just looking at the whole series as a whole, you know, if you play Beautiful Revolution Part 1 and Part 2, really a well-rounded commentary on societal pressure in the US, discrimination, police violence, what have you. And like I said, you know, Common is no stranger to penning controversial topics. And it's great to see him continuing this trend. Part 1, I had a I'll be honest, I didn't listen to it prior to today, but I had a listen just before coming in, and for me it was a bit more mellow, more melodic, more instruments involved for sure. Part two, the one you just listened, was way more up tempo, a lot more dancey, and if you listen to it back to back, it really took me out of the element of the first one, but in some weird way, it works as well.
Yeah, I think
it's almost like part one and part two of a movie.
Maybe that's the intention, right? Yeah. I think that's the beauty of, I guess, releasing, you know, having a plan when it comes to releasing, I guess, part one and a part two when it comes to album. Right?
A lot of thought was put into this, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I think I'm with you to a certain extent. I feel like the first part one was a bit more mellow and also less, I guess, exciting, I suppose. And I think part two was different enough from part one in that sense. So I think if you ask me to pick between the two, I would probably lean more towards part two. But I think, I mean, if you want to be complete, you need to listen from, I guess, from part one and part two lah.
Exactly.
Yeah, make it complete.
As how Common would want you to listen to it, right? He didn't. Yeah. You need to read from page one to page whatever, you know, to the book ends. We're going to ask you on the program today, do go check out this album and let us know what you think. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. Again, Common, A Beautiful Revolution, both part one and part two.
Yes.
This has been The Pulse. My name's Daryl Ong.
And I'm Hanif Baharudin.
Ali and Off will be with you next week. Tune in, same time, only here on The Pulse on BFM 89.9. We're going to end off with another one of his tunes. Hanif, take it away.
Yeah, this is When We Move featuring Black Thought and Sean Kuti. Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.